This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop.
The feds are investigating President Trump's former fixer for tax fraud. That's according to our corporate cousins at the Wall Street Journal. Michael Cohen is already facing other possible legal trouble for hush money payments to women before the 2016 election. Cohen has admitted that he gave $130,000 to porn star Stormy Daniels. He claims she had sex with President Trump a decade before he took office. The president denies it. Now the Wall Street Journal is reporting that the feds are also interested in whether Michael Cohen underreported income from his taxi business on his tax returns. Michael Cohen's attorney, Lanny Davis, tells Fox News that he can't respond because of the ongoing investigation. So as we learn of possible legal trouble, more of it for Cohen, will the former fixer flip on his ex-boss? There's a new question. Bob Bianchi's here. He's a criminal defense attorney, former prosecutor. What are they just adding things now to, in an attempt? What is this? What do we see?
It's a squeeze play. I mean, once you get in there as a prosecutor and you find there could be potential other criminal activity, you are going to push that. Now, it's very interesting, Shep, here, how similar this is to the Manafort case. There's a lot of money being made in the medallion business. The medallion business goes down.
That's then all New York City taxi medallion.
Yeah, exactly. And then all of a sudden, it's like, let's try to find money, potentially false bank applications, so on and so forth. But here's the interesting thing. Cohen has been screaming and yelling, if you will, publicly, I want to cooperate. I want to be on Team USA, working with the U.S. attorneys, working with the special counsel. But it would seem to me that they haven't really gotten a lot of play. So what does this do? This squeezes Cohen even more into a scenario where he needs to cooperate. And I think Sunday something actually happened, because the issue is, do prosecutors need him? Do they want him? Does he have something that's important to say? And when President Trump had tweeted out that thing about the Trump Tower meeting, what he basically did was to say, hey, it was done for this reason, and many would opine that that is an illegal reason, getting some sort of, or attempting even if you don't get it, conspiring to get information from a foreign government to influence an election. So that's square one, prosecutors need. Square two, Cohen saying Donald Trump knew about this, as all the other ones did, prior to the Trump meeting, so he's now become valuable.
President Trump says that he didn't know about this in advance. Michael Cohen says he did, and that he was in the room when he learned about it. Is that right?
That's right. And so that makes Michael Cohen a very valuable person, and now he's going to be even greater incentivized with this fraud and tax investigation.
So if he's already saying he wants to cooperate, why not just let him cooperate? Why pile on like this?
You know, that's hard to say. I mean, it's a question as to whether or not he had data that they needed, and they may not have said that we don't need
it. They might have in another way.
And sometimes they just want to hit you with everything, and they want to know everything so that you know when you go in there for a proffer session, this is everything that we got against you, and here's what the cooperation agreement's going to look like. So it could be something of that magnitude. They're going to wait a little bit, wait it out, because they really don't need it at this point in time, except that tweet really changed the dynamic in my mind. And let's not forget, Shep, because this is really critically important. Everybody keeps talking about whether the president knew about that meeting beforehand. But remember, there's other people at significant jeopardy where the president cannot be stopped as a witness. That is the prosecution of Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and Paul Manafort, who were also in that meeting as well.
You expect indictments against them?
I do.
Regarding that meeting or something else?
To the extent that the meeting was done, now we know for the reason, the real reason, all the deflection, all the statements that were being put out there to try to make this look like Russian adoptions as opposed to what it really is. These are smoking guns for prosecutors. This is what we call consciousness of guilt. And every single day that people are tweeting about it or going on another TV show to try to explain themselves, they're giving voluntary statements that prosecutors are going to be able to use to say, first it's this, then it's that, then it's the other thing. And only people who are trying to deceive manipulate these things this way. Now we know from the president himself, this was about getting dirt on Hillary Clinton. Again, that's piece one. Piece two, Cohen could provide. This was all known ahead of time.
Bob Bianchi, eventually. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Thanks.
National Zucchini Day? You know, we've been doing around Casa Martinez these days instead of having, you know, pasta and that. We've been substituting it with zucchini. Been a lot of fun, so it really actually tastes pretty good. And then my son did something with some spaghetti squash or something they call it. It was excellent. I'm telling you. Hey, you got to venture out.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's what it's all about. Not a Republican thing or a Democratic thing, independent thing. It's about an American kind of thing. It's about all of us, you know, manning our oars, as Lou Euler would say, and doing what we need to do. You know, let's go back to what John Kennedy said. You know, it's not what, you know, the country can do for you, but what you can do for the country. You know, and it is still there. I mean, it's what it's all about. Unfortunately, the Democratic Party has abandoned that concept. You know, they want to believe it's about the country, what the country can do for you, because as John Tammy said, the perspective is that, we're just not smart enough to figure this out for ourselves. Well, John Horvat joins us now, a scholar, researcher, educator, international speaker, author of Return to Order, From a Frenzied Economy to an Organic Christian Society. And he has released a new book titled Lighting the Way, which gives hopes to return to order. And, you know, we probably have been tapping our feet going, okay, when are we going to return to order? Are we seeing some glimpses of hope along the way here after realizing that we've been out of order all this time? John Horvat, tell us some good news here.
Great, great to be on the show. We just came out with this book. It's co-authored by Norman Fulkerson and myself. And the book I wrote before, Return to Order, was a lot of principles, a lot of somewhat abstract stuff. And so this book is a book of stories and essays, sort of fleshing out the book and saying, well, yeah, there are things out there that indicate that a return to order is possible. It's not to say that we got there, but it is possible, and that's what I had in mind when I wrote the book.
Think about where we were heading in 2016. Well, I'll tell you, we can be grateful to the people coming out to really confuse the ruling elite that thought they had already crowned their queen. She was going to be the president. We have Donald Trump now, much to their dismay, and they're absolutely losing their minds. And meanwhile, in spite of all that, in spite of 90% of the mainstream media reporting negatively on this president, he continues to move forward and be the job creator, be the president who is one that's countering the invalidation that's going across our country, whether it's international or domestic.
Right. I mean, it does show that, you know, there's a lot out there. There's a lot of potential out there. And, you know, we are, we're not, it's not over.
Mm-hmm. No, by no means.
That is a message that definitely needs to be out there.
Yeah, if you think it is, I mean, all you got to do is watch Rosie O'Donnell. And, you know, that'll tell you that there is a force. I mean, what this comes down to is that, you know, our founding fathers were blessed. Clearly, I mean, this is why we sing songs about the blessings of God upon this nation. They realized how blessed we were to come up with this idea and to actually, you know, get some momentum behind it. But as soon as it took root, there was that prevailing anti-force, and I might even say even before then, because a lot of people wanted was what was common to most people and to most countries, probably, used to having a king, a despot or a pharaoh or, some titular, bureaucratic figurehead. And that's what they were used to. That's what they wanted to do. They lived a life of, endearing themselves to the kings and did quite well. Now, all of a sudden, there wasn't going to be any kings. The people were going to be in charge. Now, well, what does that mean?
Yeah, and I think also you said it first in the beginning there, that they called upon the blessings of God. And, once you put God in the equation, that definitely that really gives a lot of hope.
Mm-hmm.
Once you take that out and not, just work independently of that, I think that's when we really run into trouble, and we're running into trouble today because of that. Everybody just wants to be their own God.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we go back, we read in the Old Testament that cycling refrain that comes out of the book of Judges, with prosperity, suddenly the people forgot God. And they began to see things according to their own eyes. And this has been the case here in this country, John. I know you know this. We've talked about it before.
Mm-hmm.
And, many people across this country praying for a revival, praying for another chance. I referred to it as kind of a Nineveh moment. When Nineveh was confronted with the truth, they repented. This country is, we're waiting for this country. Although, when I talk to Franklin Graham and he shares these stories about, these prayer meetings he's having on the steps of, city monuments and city offices and that, it's quite astounding. And it leads you to believe that maybe we're on the verge of some, incredible revival. And I'm encouraged to hear of what I would call bonfires of revival that are happening across our country right now, where people are realizing, look, you can't turn your back on God, because with God comes hope. And you take God out of the equation and you've got chaos. And boy, it seems like we see a lot of chaos these days.
Yeah, no, that's very interesting. I didn't realize, the case you mentioned with Franklin Graham,
mm-hmm.
that
right.
There is, I think there is a hunger for that kind of thing, of not only the faith, but having the faith in the public square. And, and that is, I've seen that happening even in Catholic circles.
Mm-hmm.
I've part of an effort that is called the Public Square Rosary Rally Campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And in October last year, on the 100th anniversary of Our Lady of Fatima, there were 20,000 rallies out there in the public square. I mean, it's just really amazing how these things can take off if mm-hmm. if they're out there. And people want them.
Well, as you suggested earlier, John, people are hungry for this. I mean, it's been a mess. And, there's a story, if we get time, I'll read it to you, that a friend of mine sent me about, I think it's titled Raccoon Poop or something. So excuse the title, but the basic premise is you got problems and all you want to do is just get the raccoons out of your house, whatever it takes. And, this has happened historically where things get so bad that you just say, look, I just need this thing fixed. The traditional ways of fixing it, no exterminator, nothing. But then you have this one guy who can make it happen, and he goes in and takes care of the problem. And I couldn't help but think about that over the weekend when you had all this, clamoring taking place in Chicago, where the people in Chicago are saying, of all strongholds, Democratic strongholds, they're crying out, we need Trump here. We need Trump, to clean up this mess. Well, they need the inspiration of Trump, but they themselves are the answer to the problem. It's not going to be an outsider, but they're at that point. It's almost somebody who's drowning. If you know of a lifeguard, have been a lifeguard ever in your life, they always tell you when somebody's drowning, do not go and save them right away. No, because they got so much fight in them that they're going to drown themselves and you at the same time. So you kind of let them get the fight out, and then when they're all tired and exhausted, then you can drag them to shore. And
right.
It's almost like this is the same thing, this seems to be happening in Chicago. What do you say?
Yeah, oh, definitely. I mean, it is a perfect case, and as you say, it's their problem, and they're going to have to resolve it, but they can certainly use the help.
Well, we're talking with John Horvat. His new book, Lighting the Way, gives hope And we're going to get deeper into that. Of course, he's the author of Return to Order. Return to Order received 11 awards, over 315,000 copies in circulation. More from John Horvat after the break. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to angieslist.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Martinez live.
Hey, Eats Way Like is fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. In lighting the way, John Horvath II and Norman Fulkerson offer the reader a collection of essays on people, the present crisis, and aspects of organic Christian society in America. The inspiring messages of the book is this. Yes, we can recognize and work towards an organic Christian order in America, even here and now in this frantic and unrestrained culture. John, before we get into some of these stories, I particularly wanted you to talk about A City Without a Soul. How did we get here? You know, how do we find ourselves in 21st century America where we are in such chaos?
Well, that's a big question, and I think a lot of it is involves the destroying the human element in so many of our processes and our institutions and ways of doing things, and instituting very bureaucratic ways, very mechanical ways of doing things. And so a lot of that human element is lost, and I think that's a very essential aspect of any society, you know, having that caring aspect of society, having a society that looks toward leaders and not to government programs and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Has it become that government is becoming our God?
Well, definitely. Oh, for sure. That is a big problem, you know, and they're going wild. And even in the book, I have a section of, you know, some of the bad stories of, you know, how government is really messing up things and how political correctness is taking over and people are wearing pajamas out in the public, or students are using crayons and, you know, all these crazy things that are out there because, we've lost so many of those institutions that normally kept things in balance.
Well, you know, what clearly comes screaming at me out of the Word of God is that, people without vision will perish. And that whole concept is in without vision is without restraint. In other words, if you have nothing anchoring you to a moral code, you lose sense of what it's all about, what your purpose in life is all about. And so then you're like that hot air balloon that's been punctured and without a tether, and you're just pell-mell, you know, throughout life, banging into things, banging into people. And of course, certainly, worse yet, as an individual soul, you're a mess. You're not realizing your God-given destiny. And how frustrating is that?
Right, and also the fact is that we are individuals and we have our individual lives to live, but we also have a role in society.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's not all about us. We have a role to play in society that we should embrace. And of course, we have a role in relation to God that we also have to embrace. These things are left out, and people are just put on their own, and they are unanchored. They're very frustrated as a result.
And when God, God tells us that it's, in relationship to others, it's the idea of a servant, what Jesus demonstrated. It's that servanthood mentality that allows you to be kind and gracious toward another, not so much so like a story that I was reading earlier about a 16-year-old kid who, they gave him his wish, and, most kids, when they get their a wish when they're dying, they want to go to Disneyland and, that sort of thing. And he said, I want to stop abortion. My wish is to stop abortion. How provocative. Well, the thing that's amazing, John, is the comments that came back on this kid. I mean, the left just have pulverized. Unfortunately, he has the spirit that is so connected with God that he can take it. But, his parents, very strong people as well. But, it's like you can do anything, to me. But once you start attacking my kids, that's something else altogether. But, here's this young man as an example who doesn't think, he's not thinking about himself, to your point. He's thinking about serving others, and that's his wish.
Yeah, that's an amazing case. And I think there are a lot of cases like that. And, mm-hmm. I tried to put these in the book, of cases of people who care, who see see they have a vocation in life and follow that vocation and follow it with passion, and even how it affects the economy, because it can affect the economy. You have people who strive toward excellence. I mean, one of the most popular stories in the book is about the Bourbon Trail in Kentucky. I mean, it's just an amazing story of how tradition and the family come together and produce something that's, you know, over hundreds of years.
And we're, you know, our country is so blessed with stories like this. And John, I'm so grateful for you and Norman coming together to document this, to kind of remind us, because we've been pulverized, particularly in the last 10 years, about how unfitting this country is and undeserving. You know, yes, in our enthusiasm, we talk about the exceptionalism of America. You know, we say so with a certain amount of pride, and maybe too much pride. But nonetheless, you can't ignore, you know, these stories, these human stories that have altered the course of Western civilization.
Definitely. I mean, it's definitely there. And I think there is hope for America, because we are a very generous people, and we give ourselves to that which we're impassioned. Mm-hmm. And we're also very religious people. And, you know, where there is religion, there's hope. So I'm very, very, I don't think, I'm not super optimistic in saying we're on our way back, or we're, everything's going to be all right. I think there is a lot in between that between now and that time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there definitely are indications.
Right. Well, we're free will agents. And for those that are honoring God with their free will and being kind to others and demonstrating the characters of God, I hear repeatedly, I mean, even sometimes, John, when, you know, you say, wow, this is the worst that you can go in, like this story about this kid. But he is so comforted because of his relationship and his love for God. And it's inspiring. And that's what we hear and see repeatedly. For those, you know, you're grateful to God that he extended grace for you to come to the knowledge of who he is. And as fellow journeyman in this, you know, journey of life that we're going through together, I go, well, God was gracious with me, so why can't I be gracious with my fellow man and hope and pray that one day they would be kind, because that's in their heart, as opposed to being mean, and it could be replaced, you know, replacing the, you know, their meanness with kindness because of their understanding of who God is.
Right, yeah, exactly that. And I think, you know, there are cases like the young boy that you mentioned that isn't every young boy that's out there. I wish it were. But it lights the way to where
exactly.
We want to go.
Well, and that's what this,
that was my purpose, to just show some little lampposts, you know, saying, well, here's the way, just look at that way, you know, and let's see if we can, you know, inspire people to go along that way.
And that's what the book is all about. And I'm telling you, you'll go through this. This is such a quick and easy, but inspiring read, and one that you will go back and read again. Touch real quick. We got about a minute and a half left. This may be a little unfair, but I wanted you to touch on A City Without a Soul, the story there.
Yeah, this is an essay about a city in China that was just built up, and they just pumped money into it and built these super houses and super apartments and schools and industrial parks. And next door was the old city, and it was completely dilapidated. It had, you know, it's been there for hundreds of years. And these Chinese didn't want to move to the new city because they said it's cold, it's mechanical, it's bureaucratic. We want our old city where we have our relationships, where we have a link with our community. And so it's, I don't know if it's still empty, but when I wrote the article, it was empty. And they just couldn't get enough incentives to try to get people there, and they still wouldn't go.
Incredible. Well, there's so many stories in this book. You will be inspired, lighting the way, stories that show how our culture went wrong and how we can restore order. John Horvat. And again, we thank both you and Norman Fulkerson for putting this together on our behalf and inspiring us. John, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Great to be on.
You take care. 29 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience.
who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 does great.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A trade war with China continues as China now says it will slap 25% tariffs on $16 billion worth of U.S. goods later this month. The action, retaliation against the latest round of tariffs the U.S. is to impose on Chinese products later this month as well. It comes as many U.S. businesses are feeling negative impacts from the last round of tariffs. Stephanie Nadeau says with 25% tariffs on the Maine lobster she sells, as opposed to 7% tariffs on Canadian lobsters imported by China, she has no sales in China anymore, when she used to sell 30% of her catch there.
There are no lobsters going to mainland China. So, I mean, we have the identical product to Canada. My lobsters have a 25% tax, which is a $2 difference, is an insurmountable difference.
She spoke on CBS News, and this is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket costs. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
I was blinded, you gave me eyes to see. I was going under, you reached out to me. No, there's nothing you won't do to pick me up and pull me through every hour, 8 days a week. Yeah,
hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. We're going to be talking with an award-winning school counselor who has real advice, real-world advice, to help adolescents with acne avoid poor self-esteem and social isolation. If you went through, you know, the drudgery of dealing with acne and when you were going through school, you know how tough it can be. And especially, you know, you consider in this high-tech world that we live in, you know, the world of selfies and all, even more so. And, you know, teen acne is described as one of the most common adolescent struggles. But for teens with acne, as I say, in the social media self-fixed world of live streaming and all, it can trigger struggles with low self-esteem and poor body image, another tough challenge of adolescence. And with us right now is Ann Flenner. She's an award-winning school counselor and the Florida Counseling Association past president. Ann, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm great. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. Now, you had a study that was conducted and about teens, acne, and social media. So what is the survey telling us?
You got it. You know, we've known for a long time that acne can impact a student's self-esteem, their social life, their family relationships, even their academics. But what we didn't know is how social media would impact them. And the study was commissioned by Cutanea Life Sciences, and it was really the first of its kind to delve into how the rise of social media impacts teens who struggle with acne. And what we found is what we kind of already knew. Almost all of our teens are engaged in some sort of social media, whether it's Snapchat or Instagram, Facebook. And it's really important for us to be aware how their self-esteem can be impacted by this really common form of communication for our teens today.
Exactly, especially when their faces become, you know, part and parcel of their signature, has it not?
Absolutely. You know, basically 51% of the teens in the survey said that social media makes having acne harder. And what really hurt me is that over a quarter of those who were surveyed said that they were anxious or dreading going back to school to this upcoming school year. And we don't want our kids to feel this way. And there's so many ways we can help them. So we want to make sure that they know that they can be supported. We're glad to help them.
Yeah, speaking of going back to school, I mean, gosh, I remember in high school one time, I didn't want to go to school and didn't go to school because I was dealing with, you know, an outbreak. And it is embarrassing, and, you know, maybe you wear sunglasses, you try to, you know, cover it up in any ways. Today, what is the survey saying what lengths kids are going to in order to hide their acne?
Absolutely. We had it easy when we were kids. You know, now in this 24/7 world, when that school bell rings, their day doesn't end. They are always constantly connected. And so, you know, what it found is that, you know, we have to look out for the warning signs for our kids. They're not really willing to come and tell us that they're struggling with this. But if your teen is, you know, avoiding getting their picture taken where they used to take 20 selfies a day, you know, that change in behavior is really something to be aware of. Or, you know, if they untag themselves from pictures or suddenly remove themselves completely from social media, these are things that parents need to be aware of. And one thing that I really want teens to know is there is help. There is treatment available. And so it's really important for families to reach out to their dermatologist and find a treatment that will work for their student. So opening this conversation with the teens is so important because, again, they may not say it to you.
Well, in some of this, is it not an observable? I mean, you can kind of see, I mean, if your child has an outbreak, you know, sometimes as a parent, we're really quick to respond like, whoa, what's going on here? Well, you know, you've got a sensitive nerve hanging out there. Now you, in a way, seemingly were insensitive in pointing it out. So we've kind of added fuel to the fire here a little bit, have we not?
Right, you got it. And, you know, as parents, it's really common for us to say, it's okay, you'll grow out of it. You know, it's no
right.
big deal.
Yeah.
But to our kids, it is everything to them. Their appearance and how they're seen is really important to them. So validating those feelings, you know, not just shrugging it off that it'll be okay, you know, is important. Again, reaching out for resources. And, you know, there's a really great website that parents can go to. If they go to the American Academy of Dermatology website at AAD.org, that has really great resources for teens and families. And if they want to know more about the company who sponsored the survey, they would check out Cutanea Life Sciences at Cutanea.com. It's Cutanea.com. Because parents sometimes feel helpless. You know, they have so many things that they're worried about that actually sometimes they don't notice that their kids are struggling with acne because it's something that so many of us have dealt with.
Yeah, I know we talk about it that, you know, in terms of, you know, the warning signs, as you say, and parents sometimes can overlook it because, you know, we get busy in our own world. And sometimes, you know, we stop and go, whoa, you know, I haven't even had dinner with my child for, you know, a couple of days here because we just get caught up in being busy, much less really understanding, you know, what your child has gone through in dealing with, you know, this type of social media anxiety, as you call it.
Absolutely. And again, the tough part is our teens, they don't come out and say it. So what I always tell our kids is, you know, if you don't feel okay approaching this with your parent first, start with your teacher, start with a friend, start with an older sibling, start with your school counselor. It doesn't matter. Just ask for help because they can even help you approach the situation and say, Mom, I really am struggling with this. Stop what you're doing. Help me. I need this help. And again, there's so many things out there to help them. They just don't know how to ask.
Well, you know, here you are as a school counselor. I mean, you're dealing with all kinds of things. And as if that's not enough, oh, let's throw acne into the mix, too, right? Because it's all about self-esteem and these kids. And let's face it, you know, the better self-esteem they have, you know, the more effective they're going to be in school.
Absolutely. And And, you know, as a school counselor, I see this all the time. Again, our kids have their cell phones in their back pocket. And just recently, a student came into me and basically another student had taken a picture of them unsuspecting while they were just in the regular classroom. And it's so important that, you know, adults know that these pictures last forever. So, and they get shared across so many different platforms. It was devastating to the student. And so it's really important to validate those feelings because it's so hard when social media is always there. It's a constant reminder of their struggles, you know, that they're having with their self-image, acne, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, this being a teen issue, I mean, teens know best. So how do they build, you know, kind of supportive networks? How do they, how can you make that happen? Is that possible? Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, it just starts with that one person for a teen. You know, if that's one person, that connection, you know, with the school starting, we know that those teachers sometimes are that connection, that special English teacher, that special band teacher, whoever that is. So
Right. Letting
kids know that they don't need to have 100 people out there for them, but that one person that will listen to them, that will hear them, that's all they need in life. So knowing that there is somebody there for them is so important.
So, again, for the teens, what advice do you have for them, you know, as we start this school year, understanding now better, as you say, and I was surprised to, you know, and it was like one of those, you know, I could have had a V8 moments, you know, like, why didn't I think about this? Of course, you know, with social media and, you know, cell phones and people, you know, selfies, and even like you say, where you have a situation on a campus where somebody violates another's space by taking a picture of them. And it's not one that you would want out there, but you don't have a choice. It's taken and it's out. So what do you tell these kids?
Yeah, I tell them to make sure that, you know, their feelings are known. So another really big day is the first day of school, right? And parents are clicking pictures and they're posting on social media. It's okay and it's a good idea to stop and say to your student, you know, is it okay if I post it? If they're feeling tentative about it, it's okay to approach that subject. So for our teens to say, you know, Mom, please don't post that, or, you know, I'm going to limit my social media use. I just don't feel comfortable right now. And just, again, those teens, ask for help. Just reach out to an adult and know that there can be a plan put in place. So, again, they can reach out to a dermatologist. There are so many medical advances now make treatment of acne really easy. So just that one phone call can mean all the difference to them.
Again, remind them where they can go for more information.
Yeah, absolutely. The American Academy of Dermatology website at aad.org. And again, they can check out the sponsor of the survey, which was Cutanea Life Sciences, at cutanea.com, which is cutanea.com. Great resources for students and families.
Exactly. And is this something that you're promoting to be shared in the homerooms across the campuses of this country?
Love it. And I would really love if school counselors, you know, just be aware, feel free to reach out to that kid who you may see may be struggling with something, maybe because of acne. And again, we might not be thinking of it. So just
exactly.
Being aware is really important.
She's an award-winning school counselor, Ann Flenner, on Bill Martinez Live.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Pen. Bullying and cyberbullying are at an all-time high, with nearly 1 out of 4 U.S. students having been bullied. To help erase bullying for good, Pilot partnered for the fourth year with Stomp Out Bullying, the nation's leading bullying and cyberbullying prevention organization. The initiative aims to raise awareness and ensure parents, educators, and students have access to valuable resources. Pilot is donating 10 cents of every specially marked package of Friction Clicker Erasable Gel Ink Pens purchased during Back to School. Greta Monahan, lifestyle expert and mom.
Bullying can have severe consequences for our children, but there are ways we can help. Encourage your children to seek help from trusted adults and stand up for themselves and others, being upstanders rather than bystanders.
For students who are helping to erase bullying or making a difference in their communities in another way, Pilot is sponsoring the 2018 G2 Overachievers Grant. For more information, visit helperasebullying.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
See, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, lest we forget and pay a bigger price than what we have been paying, but a lot of things moving in the right direction for all of us here that we're excited about, even though maybe the rest of them will catch up. Rosie O'Donnell down the road, we'll see. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Andrea Kay, yes, AK is with us, national radio, TV personality, who's got her thumb right on the pulse of the water cooler talk, and of course everybody excited about what happened in Ohio last night, huh?
Well, some people are, but then you read other reports, Bill, and good morning to you.
Yes.
There's still absentee.
So you're treating me like you're treating me like the husband unit. You just jump right in and say good morning and you catch yourself.
Jump right in with a to-do list. I do.
That's okay. It's all right. Just to have a little bit of fun. But go ahead. You were saying.
Well, I was saying that, you know, it depends on, you know, who you're asking. I mean, while Balderson was giving his acceptance speech last night, it had on the chyron in the lower third on the TV too close to call.
Mm-hmm.
So it still hasn't even been called in some circles because I think somewhere the people that helped what's his name? The guy who played Stuart Smalley on Saturday Night Live, who lost his gig because he was caught. Al Franken.
Al Franken.
Somewhere, the people that loaded up a trunk of a car to help Al Franken get across the finish line are out there loading up a trunk somewhere.
Oh, no, there's no voter fraud.
In Ohio 12. Yeah.
says our former attorney general and former president, right? No voter fraud here. Move on.
Exactly. So, you know, there's still some people not calling this race, but, I think it's time to stick a fork in it. The Democrats were not able to pull this victory out of a hat.
And, out of a hat with all the money that they put into this campaign? I mean, this is like, you know, this was their big deal, you know, to make this happen, to maybe trigger off this alleged blue wave that's supposed to come upon the American people. But, you know, there's a lot of things that the people have to ignore. I mean, I was watching one lady last night, and she says, well, you know, I'm really upset with Trump, and, you know, because he just is not conducting himself correctly, and so I'm going to vote Democrat. So, I mean, forget about the policies, forget about anything else. It's just this emotional spin that she got caught up in, you know, that the mainstream media has gone out of their way to promote, you know, where you got 90% of the media reporting on Donald Trump being unfair. I mean, it's no wonder that he's resistant to their resistance.
Yeah, you know, I saw an interview. You're talking about somebody who was mad and voted for the Democrat against the Republican on the basis of emotion. And I actually saw a woman interviewed yesterday in Ohio, and I have family in Ohio that's lived in Ohio for many years now. And, you know, and I actually called her. It's my sister. And I called her. I'm like, can you explain to me this woman from your neck of the woods, from your district, that, you know, says that she voted Democrat because President Trump has embarrassed us to the world? I mean, is this really happening? I'm like trying to hold her accountable for it, right? She's like, I don't even believe that person was ever a Republican, is an angry Republican. I think that's somebody that some, you know, liberal journalist plucked off the street. Oh, you know, this district is not going to go blue, in spite of the fact that what she tells me is that they changed the polling stations and where you go to vote, and they made it difficult. You know, the left is always accusing the Republicans of voter ID meant to squelch, you know, minority votes and suppress the vote. Mm-hmm. Well, she says a lot of seniors, their votes were suppressed because they made it difficult by changing where people had to vote to go to Ohio State.
So they moved the polling station. Yeah, and nobody cries foul about that because, after all, it's seniors, you know. We don't need to protect their vote.
Exactly. But there is too much emotion going on with the American voter. I mean, who was it? Was it Ronald Reagan who said, just ask yourself this question, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
Exactly.
What American cannot answer that question, that they're better off now than they were under Barack Obama, and answer it honestly?
Yeah.
You're better off today.
And amazing. What's so amazing about this is the rapidity of the change. I mean, we're talking, just a little over 500 days that the president's been in office. All the deregulation that's taken place, small business growth, unemployment, the impact it's had on Black America, you know, Hispanics, unemployment, all-time lows. I mean, I don't know that we've ever, in my lifetime, had more jobs than people to work them. But that's the case that we have right now. And the way I see it, I mean, regardless of what Maxine Waters wants to utilize in terms of some sort of inane pretzel logic to come up with, well, it's because of Barack Obama, you know, I can't make that connection.
No, I can't. And because you base your connections on logic and reasoning. The stock market, there was almost instantaneous economic advancements just on the anticipation of President Trump winning the election because of his campaign rhetoric, in which he talked about lower taxes, which he talked about regulations, easing up of regulations, when he talked about better trade deals that were going to help our business and tax policies that was going to bring jobs back. Remember when President Obama said there are jobs that are never going to come?
Like, what's he going to do? Is he going to wave a wand here or something, he said?
Yeah, and you know what? The magic wand is called lower taxes and lower regulations.
And trusting the American people to run their own lives. We don't need big government. I mean, look what happened with big government in Venezuela and the trajectory that the Ocasio-Cortezes and Elizabeth Warren, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, the Democratic left. And, I mean, this has really gone left. And it's interesting that they would be called left because what they're doing is they're leaving behind, you know, some of those old dog Democrats like the Manchins of the world, who really believed in what John F. Kennedy said when he said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for the country. And, those days are, you know, a faint memory, and they're fading with every media release that the mainstream media wants to put out there to think that America would be better off with some sort of socialistic regime.
Well, it's it's not just that we've gone from a society that was about, you know, from Democrats like JFK who understood the value of lower taxes. You know, when you listen, think about that speech that he gave, ask what you can do for your country. That was a pro-American. That was back at a time when both Democrats and Republicans loved this country right. and appreciated this country for why it was the greatest country in the face of the earth. But the left took over our education system and our media, and the emotion that we see now in the resistance is based on hatred of America as much as it is about hatred of Trump, because Trump represents America.
Exactly.
And, you know,
good point.
And they've done a really great job of demonizing America to the point to where the phrase "Make America Great Again" is racist.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and so when you get people so in where they cannot think in terms of reason, logic, or anything but hate, then and emotions, how do you reach them? How do you bring them back?
There's no question. They may have to hit the ground. You know, I keep using that analogy. When somebody's drowning, you don't go and save them right away. You have to let them fight themselves out, and they may have to fight themselves out to realize that there's nothing there after everything is said and done. Because it's like, okay, you want to basically what a number, and it's a minority number, but yet if you look at the mainstream media, you think it's a majority of people. It's a very small number of people that really want to destroy the U.S. Constitution. They want to destroy the foundations of this country, and they were very close to doing that. But thank God Main Street America came to the call and saved this country, basically. Hey, Andrea, I don't know if you saw this. This is breaking news, but GOP Representative Chris Collins has been charged with insider trading. You know, we've talked about this in the past. Peter Schweitzer brought this to bear in talking about the insider trading that was happening in Congress. Well, I guess Chris Collins didn't get the memo, and he did the perp walk.
Well, yeah, he did. And you know, I'm somebody that I believe in the justice system. I'm not someone to go, well, you know, a Democrat did it, so he should get away with it. I want the justice system to work, and that means equal application of the law.
Exactly.
And that means those who broke the law, you know, face the consequences for it. But we're at a sad time in this country where when I see a story like that, and I am immediately suspicious of the investigative bodies and the law enforcement agencies that brought that indictment to bear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because there's not equal application of law. When I look at that and I see, well, wait a second, this is the first time in my, as an American citizen, to where I see that story and I don't trust our agencies. When I think that, oh, it's because he's a Republican, how many Democrats right now are getting away with doing the same exact thing?
Well,
final thought. And oh, by the way, my other thought that I had was insider trading is a bad deal. So is pay for play and using your Secretary of State position to line the pockets of your personal foundation and your husband's speaking fees.
Well, you're going exactly where I was going to next, and that is a conversation I had this morning with the former Attorney General, Kendall Coffey. And I said, Kendall, number one question people are having, you know, when I talk to them on the radio show, is like, how is it that we're, you know, talking and spending so much time about Russia collusion and everything, and we're ignoring the big 800,000-pound gorilla in the room, Hillary Clinton, and all that the DNC did in colluding? So it wasn't international. There was some international connection here because, the Steele dossier, didn't that originate from a foreign operative? I mean, you know, that was outside of the country, and they bought and paid for that and used it to which they said, oh, well, you know, Trump is lying. You know, he's exaggerating that was used for the FISA warrant and that. Now we're finding out, of course, that Trump, again, is right. He's not lying. But the mainstream right. media isn't about to, you know, publish any kind of apology to lying to their constituents. And this is why they're losing confidence, and they're losing readers all at the same time.
Absolutely. I would rather see right now, I'm more interested in seeing Comey do a perp walk than Representative Collins.
Well,
obviously, you get people that are very fortified in this government. It's all part of the deep state that Donald Trump has been calling out, and we'll see if we're really serious about clearing this up. I don't have a whole lot of confidence in the Mueller probe, as you know, because it seems to be rather loaded against
us. Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.